prophet, the whole squad lit. T-Church, Heat, D. Hattie, let's go!
My God is on fire. 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 He was talking the most.
What happened?
Day, Easter, whatever you like to call it. Before we get started, I'd like to send a prayers out to three people I know that's in the hospital right now. Got a call from Jimmy Hunter about 2 o'clock this morning. He's going to have to go into some surgery. And also Silk Black, and definitely also my sister Aurora, and anyone out there that's suffering. Give it to God. Give it to God. Today's service, Easter service, is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ Part 1. At this time, I'm going to send it over to Pastor Robert Cooper. Good morning, Pastor Cooper.
Good morning, Brother Lewis. How are you today?
Doing okay, thank you.
Okay. We have a host of things to talk about today. But before that, we would like to agree with you in prayer for those who you mentioned and who you named. And just believing, it has to do with believing, everyone. We are believers now, you know, and I want to say this, and, you know, you don't really care who likes it and who don't. You have to say it. When it comes to Jesus now, because we're celebrating the week that he performed of death, burial, and resurrection, not for the purpose of us being the same. He didn't do all of that so we could stay the same, but rather he did that so we could become changed. Somebody speak to him. Are you still on the line with me, brother?
Oh, yeah, we're all right here. Yes, indeed.
And so the change that took place was not a minuscule change. It wasn't a minor change. It was a major change because we changed from one realm to a whole new realm. No longer are we like we used to be, but now we have become like he is, meaning Jesus.
Yes.
So I like to go into the word because that puts us in a position to where we can get more done than we've ever even imagined. But it seems like the people of God are wrestling with that to a certain extent and are having difficulty as it relates to that because they're simply not used to hearing it. But how many know faith comes by hearing? And hearing by the word of God.
Yes,
yes.
That's what the Bible says. So in order for us to obtain this knowledge, we're going to have to hear it. And the only way you can hear it, the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except God sent him? So you want to make sure, amen, that you're always in the presence of someone who God has sent. You know, everybody can talk about Jesus, but everybody don't know Jesus.
Right, right.
Amen.
So we want to get to the place where we make sure that we are qualified. And I'm not saying because you got more theology or more this and that or more, you're more scholarly than anyone else. But what qualifies you is your God experience.
Yes.
The thing that God can give you through experience that you couldn't pay for, amen, from a school book.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you don't believe me, ask David, praise God. David went up against Goliath, amen. And he didn't go up against Goliath because he was a military expert.
Right.
He went up against Goliath because he had a God experience. Mm-hmm. And while he was shepherding, tending sheep for his father, praise the living God, he had experienced this with God. And the experiences that he had were with a lion and a bear. Both are carnivorous beasts, and both have only one thing on their mind when they see you, and that's to kill you and eat you alive.
Yep.
Yep.
So he was delivered from the lion and the bear. He said he was delivered from the paw of the lion and the bear. Both vicious animals. But God delivered him. When God delivers you, it gives you a God experience. And can't nobody tell you nothing about God when you had a God experience because you know him for yourself. So we want to get to that place because we've all, I pray, have had a God experience where had it not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be?
Hmm.
And so we now are the people of God, who God so loved. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who on earth do you know is willing to do that?
Yeah.
No one.
He gave, He gave his only begotten son, and whoever believeth in him shall not perish. That's what the word says, but shall have everlasting life. So he's got that wrapped up now because he's given us Jesus. And Jesus came, and Jesus did what he was sent to do. How many know when God sends you, you have to do what God sends you to do?
Yes,
because
amen.
God's
yes.
word does not return unto him void. And so if God tells you to do something, it's got to be done.
Yes.
So here's Jesus. He came and he did. And he did everything he did. How can I say it? They conspired against him, and they convicted him not because he was a bad guy, but because he was a good guy. His goodness got him in trouble, not his badness. But God allowed that because that was part of God's plan. And we're going to pray for those today. We're going to pray for everyone who needs prayer. But I'm just trying to set this up so we can know a little something about our new selves.
Yes.
Amen.
Because you can't be in Jesus and be the same. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So we need to know something about our new selves. Not just ordinary folk, praise God. Not just ordinary folk waiting on things to tell them what to do. But now that you have so much power, you can tell things what to do, including sicknesses and diseases. That's according to the word. And Jesus himself said, praise God, that if you believe on me, he said, the works that I do shall we do also. So we've got power. We're no longer ordinary folk. And we can command sickness. We can tell sickness what to do. We can tell disease what to do. We can tell poverty where to go. We can tell lack what to do. We can tell sorrow and pain what to do. Because we are now, amen, we are now people of God. And Jesus died on the cross. He paid an extreme price. He didn't just deliver us from our sins, meaning transgressions and the little things we do wrong. He delivered us from the things we weren't doing right.
Amen.
We got a total and complete deliverance from him. And so now even the things that we weren't doing right, how many know you can sit still on a chair and not bother anybody and still be wrong?
Yep.
If you're supposed to be doing something else.
Yep.
So this is not going to be an ordinary message because I'm not in an ordinary spirit. I feel like getting things done. I feel like the people of God we are now are not the ordinary people. I feel like we are extraordinary. I feel like we're no longer just natural folk. I believe now we've been given the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit to do those things that are supernatural.
Yes,
and every name you name and anyone else who has a prayer request, we have the power to speak life to that situation and speak healing to those situations just like our Lord and Savior did.
Amen.
Amen.
And he died on the cross. But he did ultimately, what he ultimately did was he became the absolute low that man is so we could become the absolute high that he is. He traded places. He paid the price, praise the living God. You have to, you know, sin has a price to pay. And God didn't want to charge man because he'd had to wipe the whole earth out. But he sent his only begotten son who he became sin. I'm going to the word and I'm going to show you that so you can see just how God has blessed us and just how we can celebrate him and really celebrate and know for a certainty, amen, that we're no longer ordinary people by the grace of God.
Yes,
Heavenly
amen.
Father, we stand before you. We come before you right now, sacrificing our time, sacrificing our will, sacrificing our own desires to please you and to serve you. We humbly submit ourselves to you because you are God, and besides you, there is no other. We thank you today, O God, on this Resurrection Day, this Easter holiday that we celebrate, amen, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And we pray, amen, that this resurrection can be a symbol to all who believe that if he can do it, we can do it. And that we were dead to sin, but now since he rose again, we have risen with Christ. And we so thank you, Lord, right now for that sacrifice, that supreme sacrifice. We ask you to bless each and every person that's listening today and cause them to know, amen, that you have done something so outstanding for your people that all we have to do is believe. We thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for supplying all of our needs. You are wonderful. Amen.
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 Go with me, if you will, and we're going to have prayer time. Brother Lewis, so you hold that prayer because we're going to have prayer time today.
All right.
I pray we have time to have prayer time because I feel a need for it myself.
Yes.
Go with me, if you will, to Second Corinthians chapter 5. Take your time and let's eat this word because this is a word that God wants us to know. All the word he teaches, he wants us to know. But today, we want to know this word because we don't want to be ordinary no more.
Nope.
Jesus bled and died and suffered so we would never have to be that way again. And it's time, praise the living God, that we start walking in what he did for us.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, if you will, and go to verse 21. He's so wonderful. He's so awesome. Hallelujah. He's great. Are you there,
Amen.
Sonny? You got your Bible, Sonny? Yes. Talking to my son. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Hallelujah. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. And he says, for he has, meaning God, has made him to be what? Sin for us. Hold up now. This is a man who doesn't even know what sin is. He made him to be sin for us. Who, the Bible says, who knew no sin. He had no attachment, no association with sin whatsoever. He is the righteousness of God. And the Bible says he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
So he literally became what we was so we could become what he is.
Yes.
And if we don't receive that, we're missing everything he did. Because he didn't bleed, he didn't bleed, die, and suffer just for nothing. He did it so he could make a change in us. Not only did he make a change for us, but he made a change in us.
Yes. Amen.
I heard it say earlier that people were lost. They didn't know their way. They couldn't find their way. But being lost is more than just not knowing where you are. Being lost spiritually also includes not knowing who you are and whose you are. And Jesus devoted so much of his life on the earth teaching us and showing us who we are and whose we are and what we are so we can begin operating in a way that's different from the world.
Yes.
If I sound fired up, that's because I am. Because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm sick and tired of seeing other people sick and tired. Nobody who knows Jesus Christ has to be sick or tired. We are now the righteousness of God in him. There is no sickness and tiredness in righteousness. You got to be one or the other. And today is a good enough day for all of us to make up our minds, what do we want to be?
Yes.
Amen.
If you want to still be sick and tired, then you can't be righteousness, because righteousness is a position. It's a position that puts you right with God. And there is no sickness. There is no broke, busted, and disgustedness in God. Anywhere near him or around him, there is no sick and tired of being sick and tired in God. Everything about God is total, absolute perfection. and righteousness reflects that. And we have to make up in our mind what Jesus died for was to take us from imperfection like we were into perfection like he is.
Yes, amen.
I say it with conviction. I say it with boldness because I believe it with everything in me. And I know he didn't just die on the cross for himself. He did it for you. He did it for me, and he did it for everyone under the sound of my voice. He did it for people for generations to come because Jesus Christ, amen, paid the ultimate price. He showed the greatest love when he gave his life.
Amen.
How many know
yes.
if you really want to know somebody loves you, when they give their life for you, that's love.
Yes.
Not when they give you a high five. Not when they give you a wink of the eye, but when they give their life for you. There's no greater love than that. And we need to celebrate. We need to pray. We need to praise. We need to do everything we can because of what Jesus did. Because what he did is so awesome, it's turning everything around right now. Even as we speak, amen, he has made us a people that are no longer ordinary. God has created us in his image and after his likeness so we could manage the world. He said he gave us dominion over all the works of his hands, and he's placed all things in the world under our feet.
Amen.
And I'm destined to talk about this, and I'm destined to teach about this, because you go to so many places where these subjects don't come up, but people make noise, amen. But God is not looking for noisemakers only. God is looking for change makers. How many know you can make noise and not make change?
Yep.
Yep.
It's time to make a change. It's time to make a change. Jesus died so we could be like him. Jesus took our place so we could take it, so we could become, he became like we were, so we could become like he is. Everything Jesus teaches, he tells us, amen, that we have power, praise the living God.
Yes.
Let's go to,
amen.
Real quickly, let's go to Matthew chapter 10, if you will. Please, Matthew chapter 10. I hope you can hear me. I had to lay the phone down and turn my pages. But just holler back at me if you can't hear. Matthew chapter 10. God wants things to change. So this is what he does. This is what Jesus does. In the first verse, we're talking about, and Brother Lewis, I hope you're still on the line.
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
A couple of weeks ago, you gave me a question, and I'm not sure if I answered it in the fullness that I could have or should have, but you asked me a question about apostles versus disciples.
Exactly.
And so in this particular passage of Scripture, you'll see, amen, what it is, because I'm going to read it to you as it is in the King James.
All right.
So we're talking about the way Jesus has made us to be. And so it said, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. He gave them power. Come on now. When Jesus gives you power, you got some power.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Period.
Oh, okay.
And it goes on, he says, now the names, he called them the apostles. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. So like I said, they're one and the same. But the apostles, amen, are active. They're activated. They've got power.
Amen.
Yes.
Disciples are followers. Apostles are operating in the power that Jesus Christ gives you.
You're
a disciple as long as you're a follower. A follower. We're following Jesus. But now it's time for us to step out and start performing because Jesus has given them power. He's anointing them to go out and do the same work he does. Listen to this. He says he gave them power against unclean spirits. Remember last week's lesson? We talked about Paul and Silas, how they cast that spirit of divination, that evil spirit out of
right.
the woman, praise the living God. He gave them power to do that. He has given us power to do it. All we have to do is believe.
Yeah,
yes, amen.
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. He cast them to cast them out, not to shake hands with them, not to play checkers with them, but to cast them out.
Yes.
No checkers.
But to cast them out. Don't get buddy-buddy with them. Cast them out. They have no place in the lives of people. There's sin that steal, kill, and destroy. Any kind of spirit the devil sends is trying to destroy you.
Yes.
No matter what it is, spirits, alcoholism, drug abuse, all those kinds of spirits.
Yes.
They're spirits that the Lord is using to take people down. And when the Lord delivers you, you've had a God experience.
Mm.
Yes, amen.
And so he's telling them that he's going to clean these spirits. He said, unclean spirit, to cast them out and to heal.
Amen.
All manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease. I came to this because we started the message off with a prayer request. Legitimate prayer requests. We should all make legitimate prayer requests. The Bible says we're to pray without ceasing. Am I right, Brother Lewis?
Amen.
The Bible says we are to pray without ceasing. So prayer is good. Are you with me?
Yes, we are.
So he had a legitimate prayer request out of his heart for three people who were near and dear to him, and we want to see, amen, we want to see the work of Jesus Christ, what he gave us the power to do. We want to be able to be doers of the work. We don't want to just be hearers only. We want to be able to do what Jesus does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If
amen.
He gave them power, that means I want you to function like me. I want you to function like me. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, we went to church earlier today, hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. It's 2:50. It's 2-something where we are, so I've been out of town and back.
All right. I was wondering about that. Yes, indeed.
I've been out of town and back, and I want to make it back in time so I can fulfill my commitment to doing this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But while we were away, I have a son, praise the living God, and we all have children, I'm sure. But my son, amen, he wanted to be, he never mind being like me.
All right.
Hallelujah. I think that's a tribute because there was always, I didn't always think I was all of that, but he don't mind, praise the living God. So I had a black suit on. He had a black suit on. I had a blue Stacey Adams brim on. He had one on. I had an overcoat on. He had an overcoat on. And he wants to do like I do.
Amen.
Amen.
I preach the word. He don't mind preaching the word. He plays the keyboards, praise the living God. His thing is music. My thing is preaching, but we work together, side by side. Everything we do, he's by my side right now, praise the living God. Challenge,
amen.
But powerful in the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Overcoming challenges by the moment, every day. He's overcoming constantly, dealing with things that the average person doesn't have to deal with. And God is seeing him through. And I call him my main man because I see more in him, praise the living God, than I see in all kinds of things. The Lord has given me so much knowledge just from knowing him. I'm talking about my son.
Yeah.
Yes.
And conditions sometimes. We wonder sometimes why are certain people dealing with conditions. But I've learned more from these conditions. And I believe the day is coming because I'm mad enough, amen, at the devil to say it's got to happen right now. I believe the day is coming that we can deal and speak and say things and call those things to be not as if they were, just like the Bible says. And we can cast out the demon of sickness and disease. We can get people back on track so they can be the perfection that God has created them to be all over this world.
Yes, amen.
This is not going to be your average Easter, not on this phone call. This is not the Easter Bunny Easter. This is not the Easter Basket Easter. This is the getting things done Easter, because we don't want to be the same no more. We've been given too much power. Jesus went through too much pain on that cross.
Yes.
And that resurrection that he had, praise the living God. We need to understand that that was done just for us. They thought that they had taken him down. They thought they had a feather in their cap. They didn't realize he allowed himself to go through all that. So you and I in 2024 can know which way to go.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
So we can be empowered, amen, to do Jesus.
Yes.
We are the righteousness of God in him. That's what 2 Corinthians 5:21 said. He changed. He became what we were so we could become what he is. Righteousness.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it. Yes.
Yes.
Righteousness. He suffered, bled, and died so we wouldn't have to, because the penalty was ours. But he paid it for us in full with his own life.
Yes.
My Bible says the wages of sin is death. So when sin is committed, somebody's supposed to die. And he did. He did so we wouldn't have to. And so all we're doing now is sitting around twiddling our fingers, acting like we just like the world. Listen, you have been redeemed. You have been saved. Salvation is your new life. And it's time that we start walking like saved people and start walking in the power of God through Jesus Christ and quit being ordinary people and start being people that can change the way this world is.
Uh-huh. Yes, amen.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you, but I don't have time for nothing else. I don't have time to play. And
play,
I'm not saying it because my clock's not, my watch
stopped
working. I'm telling you, it's just time to get for real, for real.
For real, for real.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to get for real, for real. You know, and the longer we do this thing called life, the more we should come to conclusions that we can do better than what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because there's too much need in this world, and we've been given all power. Jesus Christ told his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, and this was at the resurrection. He said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Good God Almighty.
Good
all
God
power
Almighty.
Means there is no power I don't have.
Mm. Amen.
All power, I mean, I can do some stuff, but I can't do everything. All power means there's nothing I can't do.
Yes.
I got power, praise the living God, to get it done. All power. All power. And we're told in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we're told to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You mean that same power? I mean that same power. That same all power. Not some of it, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now we got hope because we got power. Now we have hope because we have direction. Now we have hope because of Jesus' resurrection. Now we have hope because we don't have to be ordinary no more. We can do extraordinary things because we serve an extraordinary God who gave his only begotten son, and now his name is Jesus, and he taught us how to live extraordinary. He said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes.
I'm quoting Bible verses. I'm not going to a chapter and verse. I don't have time. I just feel like imparting it into you.
Yes.
You're right.
I feel like just planting it into you like a seed, because it's in the Bible. He's letting you know, I'm showing you how you can live the God kind of way. That's the way Jesus lived. When he was walking the earth, he lives the God kind of way. He says, whatsoever, and this is in Matthew chapter 18, you can read it, chapter 18, verses 18 and 19. He's for real. He says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. We're going to put that to practice today, because we're going to bind some sicknesses and some diseases. Bind means whatever you prohibit on earth. Jesus says God will prohibit it in heaven. Now, if you have faith to believe, you can be assured that whatever you say, I bind, God saying he's binding it in heaven. We're going to bind sicknesses and diseases and every other ungodly thing that's trying to plague the people in this world. We got the power, church. We got the power, church. Not the folk on the news. They don't know a thing about this. This is in the word. This is in the covenant God has made, amen, with our forefathers. We have to walk in this. The newscaster can't report this because they don't know it.
Amen.
But please don't rely on what they say, because all they can do is discuss. We can make change because Jesus died on the cross. He made a change so we can become change makers.
Yes.
And I ain't talking about pocket change. I'm talking about substantial, real change. We're going to change the way this thing is. We can turn this thing upside down with the power of God. But we have to know we have it. We have to know we have this power. We have to know we have this authority. And we have to believe it.
Amen. Yes.
And not until we do will we see change. We can't just hear this message and just put it down. That was pretty good and clap our hand and walk away. We have to start using this thing. We have to apply this thing. I like what David did. He came up against Goliath and he saw how he saw the kind of threat he was posing to the armies of God. And he said, this can't happen. This can't happen. How dare you defy the armies of the living God? And when he saw how rampant he was doing and how reckless he was, he decided, I'm going to go out here and put a stop to this rascal.
Rascal.
And he did. And he told him, he said, this day will I have your head. Needless to say, he was 10 times taller than he was. But he laughed him off and read the story one day. I highly suggest that you do. And get to know about David and the power God gave him to defeat Goliath. And I'm telling you this because we've got some Goliaths in our lives right now. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if we operate on that same level of faith and that same knowledge of God, we can defeat our Goliaths just like David did. I'm telling you, and all we have to do is make up in our mind that this day, he told the giant, this day, not tomorrow, not next week, this day, rascal, I'm going to have your head.
Yeah, rascal.
I'm going to have your head. So he laughed at him naturally. So he drew a sword on him. But David reached down and picked up, he had five smooth stones, and he had a slingshot. And the reason he did it because he understood how God delivered him from the paw of the lion and the bear. King Saul, who was the commander-in-chief of the army, he tried to talk him out of it, and he said, no, I'm going to do this. And he just kind of let him know, man, you're just a lad. Still and all, I'm going to do it because I know something about my God. And those of you who know something about your God, you're supposed to be a change maker. You can't be the same no more.
Yes. Amen.
He knew what his God could do. He knew what his God could do. Do you know what your God can do?
Yes. Yes.
If God delivered you, he delivered him from the paw of the lion and the bear. And David, amen, the king tried to offer him some armor to put on. David said, no, you keep that. I don't use armor. I have not proven these. That's what the King James says, he said. I haven't proven these. But I do have something. He knows it works because it's something that he used on his own. God gave it to him to use. So he picked up a sling. And he had five smooth stones, the Bible said. And he took one of the five smooth stones, and he started swinging the sling, a leather sling. And he swung it round and round and let it go. And the Bible says that the stone hit Goliath, it sunk into his forehead and knocked him out cold. I'm not promoting violence, but I can't stand the devil. And the Bible says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So I just know this was the Lord's vengeance. And he cold-cocked him with that stone and knocked him out cold. But he said, I'm going to have your head, but he didn't have a sword. So the Bible says he had to get Goliath's sword. So he used Goliath's own sword to take his head off. And no longer, amen, was the Philistines a threat to the armies of Israel. When they saw what happened to their champion, they all took off and ran.
Yes.
There's some
amen.
Things that have been plaguing you, and we got to have the faith of King David. We got to know that we know that we know our God. We can't be afraid. We got to be change makers. We got to make a difference.
Yes. Yes.
People say, well, brother, what you promoting today? It sounds like I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want no more Goliaths in my life. What about you?
No.
Got enough.
So it's time we got on our face before the Lord and got down on our knees and cried out to God and said, Lord, what must we do to be saved? What would you have me to do with all this power that Jesus gave us on the cross? He died, he suffered, he bled, he died so we can have the power. What would you have me to do with all this power, Lord? We need your direction, and we need it right now, praise the living God. I pulled out of the church parking lot, and the first thing I saw was a homeless person on the sidewalk gathering little pieces of junk.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, there's so much, amen, that needs to be done. While people are clapping their hands, this person's out here trying to figure out where he's going to sleep tonight.
Exactly. What's he going
to
eat?
We got work to do. We can make up in our mind. We can be difference makers. Or we can fold our arms and sit back and talk about how bad things are. I choose to make a difference. What about you?
All right.
God is creating and building a move of God, a move that's going to change this world, praise the living God. No more do we have to be worried about what the news says. We tell the news what to say. We want to be the news.
Yes. Amen.
It's time that God's people became the news. How we're overcoming, praise the living God, and putting Goliaths out of power and out of position, and healing people and walking in the power of Jesus Christ that he gave us, and letting the news talk about what the righteousness of God is doing. There's a whole bunch of people, there's an uprising, and they call themselves the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and they are setting the world afire, not burning it up, but building it up. We need to be those people, and we need to be them right now.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Yes.
I don't have time to pray, but I do have time to pray. If there's anyone on the line, amen, who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, first and foremost, if you just pray this prayer and say, Lord, I know that you suffered, bled, and died on that cross, and that you did it for those who were in sin, I want to submit to you right now and turn my life around and ask you to come into my heart and be the Lord of my life from now on. As I submit myself to you, Lord, I receive what you're doing for me by faith. In your name, Jesus, amen. And if you pray that prayer with me, I don't care who you are, where you are, amen, you are becoming saved right now. You can now walk in the glorious liberty of the sons of God. You can walk in the beauties of holiness, and you can walk in the joy of salvation. And you can celebrate that right now by saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Let us pray. Brother Lewis, we're praying the prayer request that you prayed, the one that you named and mentioned. We're just calling it done right now by faith.
Amen.
Amen? And the reason I said that, because that's the way Jesus did things. Jesus just simply spoke to it. And we just say, be healed. We're believing right now that each person and everybody else who's on the line, that Brother Lewis just mentioned his by name, but everyone has a prayer request, I'm sure. Somebody needs prayer. Somebody needs an answer. Somebody needs healing. Somebody needs a deliverance in your life. Maybe it's you.
Might be.
Yeah.
But if it's you, praise the living God. This is not designed to shame you. This is designed to reframe you and make you the way God wants you to be. Free indeed.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the healings right now in Jesus' name. We're calling them done by faith in Jesus' name. The deliverances, we're calling them done by faith in Jesus' name. Those who may have a need, we're calling that done in Jesus' name. Because your word says, Lord, that you will supply all of our need. Let those who are in need know, amen, that there is an answer. And the answer is in you, Lord. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as we celebrate this Easter day. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for your grace, your majesty, and your glory. And above all, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. The line is open.
Amen.
The line is open for prayer because the message is ringing. I can feel the Holy Ghost all in this place. I mean, when I say all in this place, I mean all over the world. Wherever my voice is being heard, I know the Holy Ghost is making some changes in your lives. He's changing mine, so I know he's changing yours.
Amen.
Because God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. You can celebrate Jesus. It's okay. It's not a sin to celebrate the Lord. It's not a sin to say hallelujah. It's not a sin to get happy. It's not a sin to shout, praise the living God. Because your deliverance is coming. Your deliverance is here. Jesus has rose from the dead. Now you can be free.
Amen.
You got every reason to be celebratory. Every reason, amen, to have joy. Every reason to make some noise in your heart, praise the living God. And if anybody wants to know what's wrong with you, tell them everything is all right. That's the way people act when everything is all right, because they're free. They don't mind giving God a shout.
Yes.
Mighty quiet, mighty quiet, mighty quiet. But go ahead, if there's anyone that wants to, they want to speak on what we're speaking on.
All right, the lines are open right now. I want to start off. James, are you here with us this morning? I think I hear James coming. Okay.
Good morning, Fox.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Okay, you have a prayer request this morning?
I just want to say happy Resurrection Day to everyone. Wishing blessings for everyone.
Amen.
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 Amen and amen.
All right. Amen. You know, James, you have been a part of this show when you didn't even know it. You know, we've been praying for you and praying for you, and God has answered our prayers. I wish the people could see you now. You know, I wish they could you now, man. You're clear-eyed. You're looking good. You know, I keep saying you need to get a talent agent, but you're looking like you're back in the saddle again, thanks to God.
Amen.
Praise the living God.
Amen.
You're a testimony, brother. You're a testimony, and you're proof positive that God can make a difference. So be a difference maker. Be a difference maker in the name of Jesus. And God bless you.
Amen. And then also, James, you can always, so like I do, I tell people how God saved me from crack and other drugs, you know, and set me on the right path. You know, you are a living example, so spread the word to those still suffering
always,
out there.
Always.
Yes.
I'm a drug and alcohol group counselor now, so everything's just a huge blessing.
Okay. Amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I've come a long way in the last year and a half.
Yes. But you know, I'm going to say this. Sometimes you're in positions, in my opinion, to make you the man you are today. As this my daughter told me, that if I had to go through this again to make me strong, the man that I am today, we'd have to go through it again. Sometimes I think that we go through those trials and we come through stronger and we come a better person and we work for the Lord after we get out of the dungeon. You know, that's just, I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion because I know where he delivered me from. And you know where he delivered you from.
Most definitely. I never saw this in my in my past, I never saw this being a reality. Never thought about this, and I really aspire to do things to help the next person overcome what they've been through.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. I'm going to be starting school in the summer so I can get a degree in human social services.
Beautiful.
You're going a long way, James. You're going to go a long way.
It's a huge blessing.
Yes.
But you know,
and I appreciate all the prayers and everything, all the love from all you guys.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know for a certainty now, because a transition has taken place in Jesus Christ. Because before, things told us what to do, people. But now in Jesus Christ, we tell things what to do. And so most definitely, get your degree in counsel. Let somebody know, amen, that you can tell the devil to get under your feet. And you can do it,
amen.
And they can do it.
Amen.
All right. Great, great, great. Is anyone else? The lines are open. Is anyone else out there that needs some prayer or a testimony?
This is Marcia. Hi, son. I love you.
Come on, love you too.
And as our Lord delivered James, I'm now praying for my daughter as well, who is struggling, and pray that the same happens for her, and in Jesus' name. And,
Amen.
And
you had the God experience to know that if God did it once, He can do it again and again and again. He's an eternal God. And so be encouraged.
Yes, I am.
Yes, indeed. You know, like I said, I got a call. Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
Oh, just want some prayers for me and my lady. We're having a baby. It's a huge blessing. She's going to be here in August. Just some prayers for good health.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, indeed. We'll pray for that. Definitely. It's already done.
It's already done, like Brother Lewis said.
It's already done, brother. But okay, I was gonna,
thank you.
You're welcome, man. Like I said, I don't answer my phone 2 o'clock in the morning. But my phone rang at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I looked at it, Jimmy Hunter. Oh, what does he want this time of morning? When I answered it, he was telling me that he was in the hospital and all these different things just going wrong with him. And, you know, I woke up immediately when he started telling me that. And, you know, I told him that we would be praying for him this morning with Pastor Cooper. And then before James, a promoter that we work with in different shows, Silk Black, he texted me from the hospital. And like I said, then, because several days ago, I went and visited my sister in the hospital, and then they finally diagnosed her with cancer of the bile duct, a very aggressive cancer, you know. And I went to see her, and I'm going to probably go back this week. I'm going to go see her again. And, you know, it's, you know, I sometimes look and say, well, you know, all of these people, they're of my age, of our generation, you know, but that don't mean nothing. That don't mean if you're 70, you got to feel sick. You got to feel like you're dying. You got to have a disease. It don't mean that, you know. And I have been feeling sick in different things. I got a report from my doctor. I thought my liver was messed up. They didn't see any more damage. You know, my kidneys didn't see any more damage. You know, everything is because I'm praying on this stuff, man. I'm not feeling like I was 2 months ago, could barely get up off the couch and go downstairs to my car. You know, I'm not feeling that anymore. And I give that to prayer. If you can do it for me, do it for you.
Give it to faith because we all, you know, have a need for doctor's care. And I find that when I go to doctor, amen, I'm not going to I'm not going to the doctor for him to tell me what's wrong with me. Right. I'm going to the doctor to show them what's right with me.
Yeah.
Yes. I work for everybody, but instead of them telling me how bad I'm doing, I feel a whole lot better when I show them how good I'm doing.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. You know, and that's
it's wrong,
what my doctor.
But it's not wrong.
Yeah. My doctor told me congratulations because in the email that I've turned so many different things around, my diabetes and turned that around, just a lot of different things. So it can be done, you know. So just because you've been diagnosed with cancer don't mean you're going to die. Just because, you know, you stop getting a paycheck don't mean you're going to be sleeping on the streets, you know, nothing to eat. When you start feeling that, then the devil done creeped into your mind and making you think that stuff. And then if you think that stuff can come to truth, be to pass.
Let's remember what Jesus did for us on the cross, and he took all the pain from all those things away from us. There's a scripture in the Bible that says these words. He says it's about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And God says that when you do, he says, no evil shall befall you and no plague shall come near your dwelling. We have to encourage people to get and return to the Almighty and make their abode in him. And he's given us Jesus Christ to make a way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. But if you want to get there, he's the way. And we have to lead people to Jesus Christ. That's our responsibility. To help as many people as we can, because he can do things that we can't do. But he can also, amen, teach us and encourage us that we can do it, what he does, if we simply believe.
Mm-hmm.
This is no longer a time for hopelessness from anyone. This is a time of victory. And we know for a certainty, amen, that victory is ours. And his resurrection proves it to be so.
Yes, amen.
Okay, well, we've got about 3 minutes left. Actually, 2 minutes and 58 seconds, 57, 56. Does anyone else like to put, just say something before we have to go off the air today? On this beautiful, stop raining out here. The sun is coming out a little bit. Oh, what a day. Snow on the mountaintops. I know Cooper don't want to hear about snow. But we out here
it's
in California.
It's springtime here, but the snow, the sun is gradually trying to come out here, too. There was a forecast for light snowflakes and some rain, but God decided to turn that thing around and made it so everything was roadworthy, so we floated on out to where we went and floated on back, praise the living God, with the help of the Lord.
Hey, let me ask you this. You had on a Stacey Adams hat?
Uh-oh.
And so, did you have one of Stacey Adams shoes, too?
Stacey Adams make a nice hat, man. You know, they,
I didn't
mean,
know they made hats. I didn't know that.
It's just part of the wardrobe. They're a clothier, and so they make all kinds of things, all kinds of I just mentioned it because my son had a hat on similar to mine. And I just kind of thought that was just interesting because the son wanting to take on the ways of the Father is the way we should be as God's children.
We should be. But, you know, I always thought they were just made shoes. But I just got my
shoe.
Yeah, I got a couple pair. We're for special occasions. Well, we got 60 seconds left. We will be back. We want to thank everybody for coming to the show and those who will be listening on all the different podcast sites. And we'll be back next Sunday. 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East, 1 in the middle. Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert Cooper. We'll see you next week. And let this song go out.
Let you know today that we got to stand up and be a witness for Jesus. Listen at this. Back in the old church, the preacher would preach about the way you live your life is the way people are gonna view Christ. It remains the same today. We gotta tell people they can change their walk, change their talk.
declare the name of Jesus.